Laboratory 6, Purifying the Fluorescent Protein. In the previous chapter, you transformed bacteria and then selected the bacteria that had taken up the plasmid of interest, which included the gene for RFP, by placing the cells on plates that contained LB, ampicillin, and arabinose. The bacterial colonies that grew on these plates all contained the RFP gene because the RFP gene was paired with the gene for ampicillin resistance. Your class or your teacher then selected one colony, that's a group of the same kind of organisms living closely together, usually for mutual benefit, and grew it in a shaker flask to create a large population of identical cells that all contained the recombinant plasmid. Near the end of the log phase of bacterial growth, the cells were given arabinose to turn on the RFP genes so that they would make RFP. In the first part of this laboratory, you will use a reagent called lysis buffer to lyse or break open the cells. In the second part of this laboratory, you will use column chromatography to isolate or purify the RFP. This is the same process that would be used to isolate a human therapeutic protein. Before the lab, discuss the following with your group and be prepared to share your thoughts with the class. 1. In column chromatography, how can solutions of different salt concentrations, which will unfold proteins to varying degrees, be used to help purify RFP? 2. Read through the method sections for Part A on pages E12 and E13, and for Part B on pages E14 through E15, and briefly outline the steps using words and a flowchart. Safety. All appropriate safety precautions and attire required for a science laboratory should be used. Please refer to your teacher's instructions. Safety. Use caution when handling E. coli bacteria and use aseptic technique. Aseptic technique is a set of procedures that ensure protection of both the lab worker and the bacterial sample, which is necessary for the experiment to be successful. Specifically, do not touch anything that has been or will be in contact with E. coli bacteria. Hold microfuge tubes and petri plates on the outside. Hold only the handles of cell spreaders. And do not handle pipette tips at all. Try to avoid spills or contamination of surfaces with anything that has been in contact with E. coli bacteria. Immediately inform your teacher if a spill or contamination occurs. When you have finished using microfuge tubes, pipette tips, and cell spreaders, place them immediately in the biohazard bag. When directed to do so, place your petri plates in the biohazard bag. Wash your hands well with soap after completing the lab. Part A. Lyse cells grown in the shaker. Materials. Reagents. Microfuge tube rack with the following. Microfuge tube of the LB amp era culture of E. coli. EC. Microfuge tube of elution buffer, EB. Microfuge tube of lysis buffer, LyB. Additional 1,000 microliters, 1 milliliter, of the LB amp era culture of E. coli, obtained from your teacher in Step 6. Equipment and supplies. Microcentrifuge will be shared among all groups. Liquid waste container, P200 micropipette, tip box of disposable pipette tips, permanent marker, waste container will be shared among groups, biohazard bag for materials that come into contact with E. coli cells will be shared among groups. Methods. 1. Check your rack to make sure that you have the reagents listed for Part A. 2. Examine the E. coli EC tube and record its color in your notebook. 3. Before you can lyse the cells, you will need to separate the cells from the growth medium. To do this, spin the EC tube in the microcentrifuge for 5 minutes. Lab technique. Distribute the tubes evenly in the microcentrifuge so that their weight is balanced, making sure that two tubes of the same volume are directly opposite one another. Stop and think. How can you determine where the RFP is in each separation step? 4. Carefully remove the EC tube from the microcentrifuge to avoid disturbing the solid pellet that contains the bacterial cells. 5. Set the P200 micropipette to 200 microliter. Place a new tip on the micropipette and carefully remove the supernatant, the clear liquid found on top of the solid precipitate after a mixture has been centrifuged, from the EC tube without disturbing the cell pellet. You can dispense the supernatant into the liquid waste container. 6. Bring the EC tube to your teacher, who will add 1,000 microliters, 1 milliliter, of the LB amp era culture of E. coli to your EC tube. 7. Repeat steps 3 to 5. Spin the tube for 5 minutes and remove the liquid. Stop and think. What color is the supernatant? The pellet? What are the contents of each? 8. Invert the EC tube containing the cell pellet and use the micropipette to remove as much of the liquid as you can without touching the cell pellet. Lab technique. Be sure to use a new micropipette tip for each reagent to avoid contamination. 9. Using a new pipette tip and the P200 pipette, add 150 microliter of EB to the cell pellet in the EC tube. 10. Close the cap of the EC tube tightly and vigorously drag the tube across the surface of the microfuse tube rack to resuspend the cells. Examine the EC tube carefully. If there are visible clumps of cells, again drag the tube across the surface of the microfuse tube rack. 11. Using the P200 pipette, add 150 microliter of lysis buffer, Li-B, to the EC tube. Close the cap of the EC tube tightly and vigorously drag the tube across the surface of the microfuse tube rack 2 times to mix. 12. Label the EC tube with your group number and class period and give it to your teacher. Your teacher will incubate the cells at room temperature overnight. 13. Place all microfuge tubes and pipette tips in the biohazard bag. Part B. Separate the red fluorescent protein with column chromatography. Materials. Reagents. Microfuse tube rack with the microfuge tube of lysed cells, EC, from Part A of this lab. Containers with the following. Binding buffer, BB, wash buffer, WB, elution buffer, EB, column equilibration buffer, CEB. Equipment and supplies. 2 1.5 milliliter microfuse tubes, liquid waste container, P1000 micropipette, tip box of disposable pipette tips, chromatography column, microcentrifuge will be shared among all groups, waste container will be shared among groups. Methods. 1. Assign tasks in your group. Have one person make sure that your materials are ready, steps 2 and 3. Another person set up the chromatography column, steps 4 and 5. and another person spin the lysed cells and remove the supernatant, steps 6 and 7. 2. Check to make sure that you have all the reagents listed. 3. Label two clean microfuge tubes, super and RFP. 4. Set up your chromatography column as directed by your teacher, being careful not to dislodge the stopcock attached to the lower portion of the tube. Lab technique. Do not allow the column to run dry. 5. Prepare the column. A. Set the liquid waste collection container under the stopcock. B. Carefully open the column by turning the stopcock valve and allow the liquid to drain into the waste collection container. C. Once there is about 1 or 2 millimeters of liquid left above the resin bed, close the valve. D. Make sure that the liquid is not draining from the column into the waste container. 6. Spin the EC tube in the microcentrifuge for 5 minutes to create a pellet of the cell debris. Lab technique. Distribute the tubes evenly in the microcentrifuge so that their weight is balanced. Stop and think. 3 buffers you will use in this lab are the binding buffer, BB, the wash buffer, WB, and the elution buffer, EB. What is the function of each? 7. Examine the tube. You should see a supernatant and a solid pellet. Stop and think. What color is the supernatant? The pellet. What are the contents of each? Lab technique. Be sure to use a new micropipette tip for each reagent to avoid contamination. 8. Using the P1000 pipette, carefully remove 200 microliter of EC supernatant without disturbing the cell debris pellet and dispense the supernatant into the super tube. If you dislodge the debris pellet, you will have to centrifuge the tube again. 9. Using a new tip, add 200 microliter of BB to the super tube. Mix by gently pumping the solution in and out. 10. Using the same tip, but changing the volume, add 400 microliter of the super tube mixture to the chromatography column. Carefully dispense the solution down the side of the column to avoid disturbing the surface of the resin bed. 11. Open the valve and allow the solution in the column to drain into the waste collection container. Once there is about 1 or 2 millimeters of liquid left above the resin bed, close the valve. 12. Examine the column and locate the RFP. Is it spread throughout the resin bed, or does it appear to be restricted to a single band? Record your observations in your notebook. 13. Using a new tip, add 1,000 microliters, or 1 milliliter, of WB gently down the side of the chromatography column. Try not to disturb the resin. 14. Open the valve and allow the solution in the column to drain into the waste collection container. Close the valve once there is about 1 or 2 millimeters of liquid left above the resin bed. 15. Examine the column and locate the RFP. Has the location of the RFP changed in the resin bed? 16. Using a new tip, add 1,000 microliters of EB twice, that's 2 milliliters total, gently down the side of the chromatography column. 17. Set the RFP tube under the stopcock. Open the valve and allow the part of the eluate, the solution that washes out, that is red, to drain into the RFP tube. Close the valve and cap the tube when done. 18. Set the waste collection container back under the stopcock. Open the valve and allow the rest of the eluate to drain into the waste container. Once there is about 1 or 2 millimeters of liquid left above the resin bed, close the valve. 19. Using a new tip, add 1,000 microliters of CEB twice, 2 milliliter total, to the chromatography column to prepare it for the next class. Cap the column tightly. 20. Pour the contents of the waste collection container down the sink drain. 21. Compare your RFP tube with RFP tubes from other groups. Is there a difference in intensity of color from sample to sample? Record your observations in your notebook.